This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia struck the Ukrainian Black Sea city of Odessa again Sunday. At least one person killed, 22 others wounded, including four children in the early hours. More from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The barrage of attacks has damaged critical port infrastructure in southern Ukraine in the past week. An official said Sunday's blasts severely damaged 25 landmarks across the city, including the historic Transfiguration Cathedral. The cathedral belongs to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which has been accused of links to Russia. The church has insisted that it's loyal to Ukraine, has denounced the Russian invasion from the start, and has even declared its independence from Moscow. Russia has been launching persistent attacks on Odessa, a key sub for exporting grain, since Moscow pulled out from a landmark grain deal on Monday amid Kyiv's grinding efforts to retake its occupied territories. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
What caused fires on the Greek island of Rhodes remains unclear, but authorities say that they've rounded up several suspects from more than 30,000 people forced to evacuate. And the Karasava reports.
Local media have reported testimony of locals incriminating a band of men who sped off on motorbikes from the site of the first fire. They said the crackling sounds of grenade explosions sounded minutes before the first fire emerged in the heart of Rhodes. Police investigators told VOA no arrests have been made. Still, they said they were closing in, as they put it, on the potential suspects. Antti Kerasava for VOA News, Athens.
An overloaded ferry capsized off of Indonesia's Sulawesi Island, killing at least 15 people, leaving 19 others missing, according to rescuers. This is VOA News. A nuclear-propelled U.S. submarine has arrived in South Korea in the second deployment of a major U.S. naval asset to the Korean Peninsula this month, according to South Korea's military on Monday, adding to the Allies' show of force to counter North Korean nuclear threats. The USS Annapolis arrived at a port on Jeju Island about a week after the USS Kentucky docked at the mainland port of Busan. The Kentucky was the first U.S. nuclear-armed submarine to come to South Korea since the 1980s. North Korea reacted to its arrival by test-firing ballistic and cruise missiles in apparent demonstrations that it could make nuclear weapons or nuclear strikes against South Korea and deploy U.S. naval vessels. Record-breaking high temperatures are expected to continue this week in several parts of the world as scientists link the extreme weather to climate change. Pope Francis urged world leaders to fight it. More from VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
Last week, China and the United States, the two largest emitters of greenhouse gases, resumed talks on how to tackle the problem. But there were no breakthroughs. It will take a concerted effort to make a difference, said Washington State Governor Jay Inslee on ABC's This Week.
This is a solvable problem, but we need to stop using fossil fuels. That is the only solution to this massive assault on humanity.
Forecasters expect the heat waves to continue for several more days, if not weeks, in various parts of the world. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Protests continued in Israel over Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's proposed plan to overhaul the judiciary. For 7 months, a grassroots Israeli protest movement rallied against the contentious plan. The overall calls for sweeping changes aimed at curbing the powers of the judiciary. Netanyahu is still recovering in the hospital after an emergency heart procedure, as tens of thousands of supporters and opponents of the overhaul plan hold rival rallies ahead of a key vote. Monday's vote in parliament is expected to approve the first major piece of the legislation and the contentious plan. In a short video statement from the hospital, the 73-year-old Netanyahu held out the possibility of a compromise with his opponents, but he also said he planned on attending Monday's vote in parliament. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that's voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.